Psalm 50, A Melody of Asaph. The God of gods, Jehovah, has spoken. He summons the earth from the rising of the sun until its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God will come and cannot remain silent. Before him is a consuming fire, and a great storm rages all around him. He summons the heavens above and the earth, so as to judge his people. Gather to me my loyal ones, those making a covenant with me over sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Listen, O my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will bear witness against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you because of your sacrifices, nor because of your whole burnt offerings that are constantly before me. I do not need to take a bull from your house, nor goats from your pens, for every wild animal of the forest is mine, even the beasts upon a thousand mountains. I know every bird of the mountains. The countless animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the productive land and everything in it is mine. Will I eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats? Offer thanksgiving as your sacrifice to God, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the time of distress. I will rescue you, and you will glorify me. But God will say to the wicked, What right do you have to relate my regulations, or to speak about my covenant? For you hate discipline, and you keep turning your back on my words. When you see a thief, you approve of him, and you keep company with adulterers. You use your mouth to spread what is bad, and deception is attached to your tongue. You sit and speak against your own brother. You reveal the faults of your own mother's son. When you did these things, I remained silent. So you thought that I would be just like you. But now I will reprove you, and I will state my case against you. Please consider this, you who forget God, so that I may not tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me, and as for the one who follows a set course, I will cause him to see salvation by God.